It's Ethanol Day here at the Indianapolis 500 Speedway, and with me in this interview is Mark Thomas, who, Mark, I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for a living.
Well, I'm kind of a unique guy here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and I'm glad to be here on Ethanol Day. I do a couple different things. One, I farm 2,300 acres, and I milk 500 cows over in Ohio, northeast Ohio, a little town called Louisville. Two, I'm a five-time IHRA, or International Hot Rod Association, world champion in a class called Funny Cars. We have a car that will go from 0 to 250 mile an hour in 5.7 seconds. It's fueled on 100% ethanol and totally lubricated with corn oil. So, kind of unique deal. I'm kind of an oddity. One, it's bad enough to be a dairy farmer. There's not many of us left anyhow. And then to be a dairy farmer in the drag races, I don't know, I rank way out there someplace.
Can you say you grow your own fuel?
Yes, we do. You know, it's something that we strongly believe in. We've supported ethanol for years. We actually got our sanctioning body to switch over, let us run 100% ethanol starting in 1990. When I first asked them, I said, hey, can we try something? They said, well, we don't know. Nobody else has ever asked us that question before. And our sanctioning body said, we'll let you be the guinea pig. Well, we won the world championship that year in 1990. They made it a legal fuel that we could all run. And we've gone on to win, and be the winningest driver in history. And that kind of makes it fun.
Well, I see that big E brand on the front of your car. Tell us a little bit about what it means to see that brand out now.
Well, you know, it's really something that over the last how many years, you know, we beat the bandwagon, And it just seems like it became politically correct to beat the bandwagon more in the last year or so. And you know, the EPIC people, the Ethanol Promotion Information Council, are a great group. It's something that needs to be done. You know, we need to be able to spearhead what we do and have someone help point us in the direction and to get the word out. Basically, we got to all row our boat the same direction at the same time. And when you look at where we're at now, how important it is that we keep this groundswell moving, that we keep it going that way to keep the interest. Yeah, it's great. No, we love having a big E on the front of the car, and we love to fly the colors.
How difficult or challenging, I should say, is it to combine this racing with farming?
Well, you know, that's really something.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, you're right. It's one of those things that you know, you look at how hard it is for one just to be able to farm. I mean, that's a tough deal. I mean, my hat's off to every farmer out there, because this is one of the toughest occupations to make a nickel. When you look at trying to make a penny or two or a nickel a bushel, that's a big deal. And then when you look at the fact that how terribly tough it is to do all that, and then the other part is the race cars. I mean, the race car thing is something we believe in. It's a very rigorous schedule. I'm lucky I have a very understanding wife for 22 years and three kids that let me go do all this kind of stuff, because I'm either in a tractor or a combine or a big piece of equipment, or I'm at a racetrack somewhere. So the greatest part is that I've got probably one of the best lives in the world, that I can juggle and do all this stuff. I mean, a lot of people give their arm to be a farmer. A lot of people give their arm to be a racer. Well, I like it all.
You're getting to have both of those, both ends of that spectrum. Anything else that you'd like people to know about what you're doing, especially in how that's helping us promote a renewable fuel source?
Well, it's really neat. We just started last weekend. We did a seminar for General Motors with E85. And how important that is. So we're going after a lot of different aspects. You know, here at the racetrack, we can reach the general public and also the auto mechanics, to not only express how good ethanol is, how reliable it is, and renewable, that it's good for your car, but we also need the dealerships involved, because we can get them to tell the customers, don't just think it's better, it's okay to run it, it's better to run. Tell them where they can get it. So we're out here just pounding the pavement now, and the time is right, and the whole world's got their arms open. Well, while they got their arms open, we need to help embrace this and make it work.
Because truly, down the road, in order for ethanol to make a difference, it's going to take more than just fueling race cars.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, the neat thing is that race cars have always been the showcase or the test bed for new products. Even though this is not a new product, people are looking at it hard. And so, yeah, you're right. And we're not out here trying to say it has to be a race fuel. We're trying to show that it's performance, reliable, and it's good. And if we can pass out the pamphlets, spread the word, talk to people, then we're all doing our job. And so the farm side, I mean, it's not very often that being a farmer and a racer has a tie. Well, in our case, ethanol is that tie, and it's a perfect fit, and it's a perfect time.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Mark Thomas, who is here on Ethanol Day at the Indianapolis 500 Speedway. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.